This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Nutrients, supplements, remedies, positive mental attitude, healing techniques, healthy lifestyles. Just some of the keys to good health and wellness. We'll talk about these and more. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, and I'm here to encourage you to become your own best doctor most of the time. Now, should there be a health concern that you're grappling with right now, you're having some issue, some problem, some type of health-related challenge, I just want to let you know I'm here for you. We can have a conversation, and you can tell me where it hurts, what's wrong, and I'll do my very best to give you some healthy advice. All you have to do is step over to your telephone and call into our toll-free number right now, and we can talk about your health. Here's our toll-free number into the show as we open up the phone lines for general health-related questions, from headaches to hemorrhoids, aches to shakes, pimples to prostate problems, and all points in between. Simply remember, the only bad thing, the only bad health question is the one you're not asking. So call in now and tell Dr. Bob where it hurts. Our number into the program toll-free, 888-553-7262. 888-553-7262 or 1-888-55, and then on your touchtone phone, Dr. Bob, D-R-B-O-B, 888-553-7262 to get in the show and on the air to ask your health question or to make your health-related comment. Now, beyond this radio show, you have my personal website where you can stay apprised of all the latest breaking news in health and wellness over at drbob.com. There you will need to spell out the name doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. You've got Instagram, you've got X, formerly Twitter. It's all over there. And the podcast library of this show lives, where if you miss a show one weekend or if you just want to hear this one all over again, it'll be in the podcast library at drbob.com. All right, we begin today with a subject which is obviously controversial and can be emotionally driven, especially if you've ever been caught up in this yourself or one of your loved ones or close friends, maybe a coworker have been caught up in it, and that is having a complication as a result of elective surgery. Now, 2 weeks ago, we learned that the Defense Secretary of the United States, Lloyd Austin, was hospitalized for a procedure, apparently. He went in to get a prostate procedure, an elective prostate surgery, And we'll get into this later. And he's still there. 2 weeks later, he's still, and that's, at least that's my understanding today. He's still in the hospital. We're approaching 2 weeks, or we're at 2 weeks, as a result of a medical complication from a prostate-related surgery, which is usually elective. And we'll get into that. But just for, before I start, I just want to say this. There are many elective surgeries performed in the U.S. each year, probably hundreds of thousands. I don't know what the true number is, maybe more than millions, that go well and are performed by dedicated surgeons that mean well. However, you need to be aware as a consumer that between 100,000 and 200,000 people die in U.S. hospitals each year following elective surgery. And this number, I mean, it could be larger than that. Nobody really knows what the true number is because, let's face it, hospitals and doctors who perform these surgeries, they do not enjoy malpractice lawsuits. So stuff happens, as we say. Stuff happens. And more than 1.5 million people in the U.S. suffer serious outcomes of medical malpractice in the United States on an annual basis. And again, that number is probably hugely, hugely underreported. Major complications that can develop following surgery, you may be aware of, or maybe a family member of yours has been a victim of in the past, from blood clots to infections to heart attacks. I mean, this is a significant number of people dying unnecessarily, taking chances that often they should not have taken and doctors should not have talked them into or advised them to do. And I'm talking about surgeries like hip surgery, knee surgery, back surgery, neck surgery, prostate surgery, like our Defense Secretary of the United States is reeling from right now, complications. I don't want to get into the MIA part of that. The Defense Secretary of the United States, Lloyd Austin, who went MIA and missing in action for, 4 days before they found out that he was actually in Walter Reed Hospital having or trying to recover from a surgery he probably didn't need. And again, I have to put my armchair quarterback contemplating surgeon's hat on here, even though I'm not a surgeon, ever was, don't plan on it. But we all are faced with that someday, sooner or later, most of us. But he's still in the hospital from it, but there are plenty of Americans who have cosmetic surgery also who die or who are severely injured from elective surgeries like cosmetic surgery, breast implants, facelifts, butt lifts. The list goes on and on and on. And you might say, well, I don't know anybody who's had complications from surgery who have died, elective surgeries, surgeries that could have been put off, should have been put off, maybe they shouldn't be performed at all, or were optional. But you may know some people. Now, the only reason that we learn of people in the news is usually because they're celebrities. And we go, oh, gosh, honey, did you hear that Joan Rivers died? What? The famous comedian Joan Rivers died. This is years ago now. She died from minor surgery, elective minor surgery. It was all over the news for a while. Bill Paxton, famous actor. Andy Warhol. Rod Serling. You remember the Twilight Zone? June Carter Cash, Bobby Darin, Irma Bombeck. The list goes on and on of celebrities, and you might recognize some of their names. You won't hear about Joe Sixpack or Sally Davis down the street. You won't hear about those folks, the regular folks like us, if they're not famous, having died from an elective surgery, a surgery that should not have happened or that was optional. But when you have family members or close friends, loved ones, or co-workers who die from elective surgery or die after a surgery, they go in, like, for example, my grandmother. When I was 12 years of age, I had to painfully watch my grandmother, who I was very close to, die as a result of pneumonia. She went in for hemorrhoid surgery. Now, you connect the dots there. Hemorrhoid surgery leads to pneumonia, leads to death. There's more. I will pick this up on the other side of this. You won't want to miss it. We're going to get into the Secretary of Defense also. Stay with us. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
Work it, make it, do it, makes us all the better, faster, stronger.
That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much longer. Man, I've been waiting all night now, that's how long I've been on ya.
Alright, and we are back. You're tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and we appreciate that. And if you have somebody in your life that you believe could stand to hear
A radio talk show that discusses health and wellness, how to stay healthy, how to get healthy naturally, how to become your own best doctor most of the time. Do invite them to tune into the show by simply jotting down the call letters of the radio station you're listening to right now, whether it's an AM or FM station, the time of the day it's airing, and let them know how to tune into the program or send that message out on your social media platform. We would appreciate that. And thank you again for listening to the show today. Now, if you're just tuning into the program, I'm going to be discussing shortly here the dilemma that we find ourselves in as a nation because our Defense Secretary of the United States, Lloyd Austin, apparently remains in hospital as a result of a medical complication. And I think it's going on 2 weeks now. He had prostate surgery, which is a whole deal we will get into, and he's still 2 weeks later in the hospital. Now, I started out saying that, again, I'm not here to bash surgeons, dedicated men and women, elective surgery. People choose to have elective surgeries, and doctors are inclined to oblige. But there are a lot of people that die from these elective surgeries. It's somewhere between 100,000 to 200,000 people per year, if you can wrap your brain around that, that have elective surgeries. Surgeries that should not have happened, could have been put off, maybe something else could have been done instead of. I mean, there's a lot of reasons behind it. Doctors don't want these patients to die, but when you're dealing with surgery, when you're dealing with the complicated human body and things that can go wrong and do go wrong, these kinds of things occur. So you really need to contemplate. I think a lot of people have a very unrealistic expectation of having any form of surgery, believing that nothing can go wrong. They go in ignorance is absolutely bliss. Their doctors may have informed them. They may have signed off on a large form that said, hey, yes, you can die from this. They don't care. They just do it because they have faith, confidence, and belief in the medical system that it, no matter what happens, it'll save them just in case a complication does happen. It'll save them. I mean, what could go wrong? Go wrong, go wrong, go wrong. Yeah, that's sort of the belief that a lot of people have. Naive, incredible stuff. Now, you may have a story yourself of a loved one who went in for some type of elective surgery and they died. You certainly can share with us that story here on the show. I'm happy to hear about it. And I think it will be instructive and help other people learn what to be careful of. And I know sometimes it's very emotional because if you're like me, you've had family members who have died from elective surgery that should not have happened. Before the break, I started to tell you that my grandmother, I think it was 12 or 13 years of age, died suddenly from a complication of going to hospital and having hemorrhoid surgery. She died in the hospital, and I watched her die day after day as she developed pneumonia in a hospital and basically drowned in her own mucus as a result of hemorrhoid surgery. Somewhere in that hospital during the surgery, somewhere she was infected in the hospital. My dad also died as a result of an unnecessary surgery. Yeah, that's what happened many, many, many years ago. God rest their souls. And you may have had family members in the same boat. We have a friend in the family right now, Bob M., who's a friend of our family, who's in hospital right now, who went into a hospital to have a colonoscopy, and some light bulb came on in his doctor's head that said, you know what, while you're in here, Bob, let's do an endoscopy, too. Let's take a look down the other hole, the other opening in your oral cavity. And let's take a let's stick a tube down there and let's check you out. That way we've got to go in both directions here and see what's going on. Well, they did that. And in the process of doing the endoscopy down through his oral cavity, his mouth, throat, they injured him. He went home, almost died, had to call 911, go back to the hospital now. He's still in the hospital going on 2 weeks, lots of blood having to be drawn out, on oxygen. Not good. These are just, you know, just a couple of examples of what can happen. And this is why when you have somebody close to you that is contemplating things, and depending on their age bracket, you know, as you age and you're older, things can go wrong even faster. And in this case, when we're speaking of the Defense Secretary of the United States still hospitalized as a result of a prostate problem, you got to give a hard look at his age, because it's applicable. It's important to understand this. So many men will go into these surgical procedures. Mr. Austin, 70 years of age. He was diagnosed with prostate cancer early in December and had a prostatectomy, which is a surgical removal of part or all of the prostate gland. He had this, this surgery occurred on December 22nd. And about a week later, after this surgery, which was an elective surgery. Now, you can argue all kinds of things here with various, in various directions. Well, you know, hey, look, he had prostate surgery. Maybe he needed it, Dr. Bob. Well, it's possible. I don't know every nuance of his situation. I just can tell you, because of my experience in practice and having been responsible for the health of over 30,000 patients in my practice career, some of the stories would curl your toes, and I don't have time to go over it. It's not necessary. We're zeroing in on somebody that's suffering right now, that was basically a head of the military in the United States, the Secretary of Defense. And this man went in for something that maybe he didn't need, and he's still reeling from it. Now, had Lloyd Austin been my father, he wouldn't have been there in the first place, because I would have said, look, Dad, you know, prostate, let's fix, you know, let's try to fix this non-surgically. There's lots we can do to help him out in some manner alternatively. And I know that's armchair quarterbacking. I don't know all of the details, but I just know there are a lot of men who go in for elective prostate surgery who should not have ever done so because of the sheer fact that they were too old and the quality of their life would not change as a result of having elective prostate surgery. They would have outlived their prostate cancer. All men will get prostate cancer. The vast majority of men will get prostate cancer if they live long enough. It happens. Benign and malignant. And there's been a big argument over the years in conventional medicine about this topic. Should we mess with these men, these older men who have prostate problems, who will probably outlive them? They're going to die of something. But should we mess with their prostate glands and destroy their quality of life or risk complication? There's a battle that goes on in conventional medicine over this. We'll talk further about this after the break. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Cold and flu season is here, and my listeners want to know how to boost their immune systems and stay healthy. Dr. Bob Martin here. Yes, you can boost your immune system and avoid cold and flus when you drink Tahiti Trader's Noni Juice. It can help you boost your immune system while helping you heal, balance stress, and release energy. It's the amazing adaptogen.
I'm 86 years old, and a few weeks I'll be 87. The Noni Juice has really did wonderful things for me. It makes me feel good. I don't have no more symptoms of a cold. I never had a cold since 1996. I would say that the Noni juice has done a lot for me, period. The Noni juice give me a little energy, and I haven't stopped, and I won't stop.
Tahiti Trader Noni Juice is available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and most health food stores. Or call 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com.
All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Are you waiting on a lightning strike? Are you waiting for the perfect night? Are you waiting till the time is right? What are you waiting for? Don't you want to learn to deal with fear? Don't you want to take the wheel and steer? Don't you wait another minute here? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
Welcome back, or welcome to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, here in the capacity of helping you to get healthy naturally, whenever and wherever possible, because you have entered a healing zone where people, special people, that would be you, tune in each week to learn about the latest news about health and wellness, and most importantly, how to get healthy and how to stay healthy naturally. So if you've decided to get back to feeling good again, you've come to the right place. This is your opportunity to become independently healthy as opposed to dependently sick. A way to resurrect your good health safely and naturally. And we can get started with that conversation should you have a health dilemma, some type of a health issue, and want help. I am here for you and certainly available. All you have to do is wind me up. And we're going to get to calls later. But at least you'll be screened and ready to go on the air. Right now, we've got a topic that I've decided to tackle here today regarding our Defense Secretary of the United States, who's still in hospital, Lloyd Austin, as a result of a prostate complication calamity. This should be a learning opportunity for you and others listening to the show who might hesitate on an elective surgery down the road by saying, you know what, I better see if there are any other options here, because I've heard that, you know, 100,000 to 200,000 people every year die from some type of medical complication, elective surgery, and probably millions are injured and never right again as a result of this. Maybe I should think hard and long about this, even though I have a lot of faith and confidence in my doctor or doctors and the medical system in general. and things probably can't go wrong, but hey, what happens if they do? I'm the one that's going to suffer from it. And it may be lights out, or I may be suffering for the rest of my life. We'll get back to the conversation about the defense secretary and his prostate dilemma momentarily, but I want to also let you know we have a health poll question going on my website today that I'd love to get your opinion of. Right now they are studying, there's a big study going on right now of employees as to whether or not they should benefit by using their smartphones, their cell phones during work. And we'll have the results of that. You know, do they benefit by it? Do they benefit by having their phones available so they don't develop anxiety at work? So here's the health poll question we have on my website at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor. Do you believe that allowing employees to use their personal smartphones or cell phones at work helps to reduce anxiety in those employees? Yes or no? There is a big study right now happening, and we'll tell you what, or did happen, and we'll tell you what the results of that study were. I'd love to get your opinion, though, to see what you think about it, and you can vote on that on my website at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor. Drbob.com. Do you believe allowing employees to use their personal smartphones at work helps reduce anxiety? Yes or no? And we'll talk about that next week when we get our results. Now, before we get back to the conversation about Mr. Lloyd Austin, the Defense Secretary of the United States, who's still in hospital as a result of a medical complication from an elective surgery, very likely, I wanted to also zero in on the fact that a lot of people are getting sick right now. I mean, everywhere. I mean, it's just right now I'm hearing so many people going down with viral infections, and it's, you know, causing them to lose work and quality of life, and they're suffering. Look, how about learning about a natural defense to bolster your immune system to defend yourself and your family amongst all the other healthy lifestyle things that you ought to be participating in, and remembering to get plenty of sleep and stay hydrated and lowering your stress and getting exercise and eating? Well, all that's important, but how about adding something called propolis? Propolis is a substance that's been used for thousands of years to promote overall wellness and immune defense, immunity. Now the power of propolis is available in a delicious chewable tablet to benefit adults and kids ages 4 and up, thanks to Terry Naturally Vitamins in their Propolis Extract EP300. For many years in practice, I recommended propolis. I had learned that at symposiums and seminars given by researchers and doctors who talked about the many numerous reasons why propolis has been used therapeutically as a natural supplement for a variety of conditions, from people who wanted to lower inflammation, as an antioxidant, as something that can fight back against bacteria and fungus and viruses and modulate the immune system to benefit the person who may have an immune system that's not working optimally. This supplement called Propolis Extract EP300 by Terry Naturally Vitamins features a unique profile of compounds that show astonishing immune support power. Propolis, you must know, is produced by bees. Yes, the buzzing bees, they produce propolis from plant materials they collect to protect their beehive from marauders that would want to get into the beehive to get the honey. That's what they do. They paste all this propolis throughout the hive, and it shuts down the bacterial growth, the mold, and also it's like almost like a natural antibiotic against the beehive that protects the honey and the queen bee. Stuff's amazing. You should know more about it, especially if you want to protect your immune system and your family's immune system. Look for Terry Naturally Vitamins unique propolis extract EP300 at finer health food stores. It also utilizes Gamma Sorb, shown to increase the absorption of certain hard-to-absorb fat-soluble dietary supplements. Where can you find it? Propolis Extract EP300. It comes, by the way, in capsules and chewable form by Terry Naturally Vitamins. Finer health food stores. Look for it there. You can also go over to the website, TerryNaturallyVitamins.com, TerryNaturallyVitamins.com, or call the company directly at 866-598-5487. 866-598-5487 for Terry Naturally Vitamins Propolis Extract EP300. All right, back to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's dilemma. It's been said and it's been arguing. We've been arguing about it in the healthcare field for many, many years. Should men be messed with if they're like 65 years of age and older? Should we mess with their prostate glands at all, surgically? It's controversial, folks. Real controversial. And Lloyd Austin, because he's famous and because he's the Defense Secretary of the United States, it brings light to this again. We're going to talk further about that after this break. Do not go anywhere. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us, at some point in time, have uttered the words, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, or I think I need stronger glasses. If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com. Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges, toll-free, 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com. All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right, welcome or welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Lloyd Austin, the Defense Secretary of the United States, was diagnosed with prostate cancer early in December and had a prostatectomy, which is the surgical removal of part or all of his prostate gland. And on December 22nd, within a week of having that surgery, he was rushed to the ICU, intensive care unit in Maryland, Walter Reed, I think, where he was admitted with a laundry list of symptoms in response to that surgery and subsequently diagnosed with a urinary tract infection. Mr. Austin, by the way, is 70 years of age. And there's a large argument in medicine whether or not to mess with men that have prostate cancer, whether it be benign or malignant when they're old, because they just don't have enough years left to say, look, it's applicable to do this. No, somebody's going to die of something. We're all dying of something, but it won't be prostate surgery. This man would probably outlive his prostate surgery. And again, I don't know all the facts, but this is a general view that even conventional medicine has looked at and grapples with. So, I mean, he was readmitted, by the way, and having trouble because of nausea, severe abdominal pain, hip pain, leg pain, and he was diagnosed with a urinary tract infection. So whatever was going on with him had festered for a while after he had the surgery, and he was forced to go back. Now, apart from skin cancer, prostate cancer, which affects the part of the male reproductive system responsible for producing fluid in, that nourishes the transport system like sperm, is the most common cancer in American men, secondary to skin cancer. Yet prostate cancer screening isn't a routine part of preventive care the way tests for many other cancers are. Prostate cancer screening trials have been quite controversial. A Dr. Sandy Srinivas, a Stanford healthcare professor of urology, cites scientific data. She's saying prostate cancer screening has been associated with prolonged lives, and I will add, especially in 70-year-old men who are more likely to outlive the prostate cancer and die of something else. So she's saying basically, these prostate screenings in older men has not been associated with prolonging their lives. And Mr. Austin is right in the pocket of that. But what happens is, you know, it's the old saying of put a hammer in a carpenter's hand and everything becomes a nail. Cut happy slicing and dicing surgeons often take a similar view about males with prostate cancer. Cut it out now. Get it out now. We got to get that out now. And they, you know, it's a call to action, and they panic the patient over it, even if the benefits do not outweigh the risks. And again, that's debatable. This is likely what occurred to the Defense Secretary, Lloyd Austin. Mr. Austin nearly died as a result of these complications from the surgery. That he was in the intensive care unit. You don't go there if there's not some serious problem going on. And that should have not happened in the first place. And this type of activity happens every day by the hundreds of thousands here in the U.S. But you don't learn about it by watching TV, because Joe Blow isn't the Defense Secretary of the United States. So how do you know if or when prostate screening is a good idea? Well, many prostate cancers grow slowly, very slowly, and don't spread beyond the prostate gland. Many men also never experience symptoms and without screening wouldn't know they have the disease anyway. And because of this, prostate cancer screenings are not recommended for men 70 years and older, or men who are less, who have less than 10 years of life expectancy to begin with, because that's, you're going down that slippery slope. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force also notes that there are potential harms in screening prostate cancer that should be weighed along with the benefits, like false positives, where they falsely find somebody to have a problem and they start going after them, overdiagnosis and overtreatment. Then you've got the financial burden of it all. And you should ask the question, are these prostate exams 100% accurate? No. The answer is no. There's no standard test for prostate cancer, but common screening methods include PSA, which has been argued should not be the measure, and digital rectal exams that happen. You only can feel a certain amount, but you can't tell of the prostate gland itself, but you can't tell if they have cancer. So who should be screened? Well, the U.S. Preventive Task Force is in the process of updating their recommendation on prostate cancer screening, but currently saying that ages 55 to 69-year-olds may make the individual choice to undergo a PSA-based screening, and that screenings offer a small potential benefit by reducing the chance of death from prostate cancer in some men. And, of course, what they're really saying is, look, men who have a long time, let's say they have they're age 40 and they have prostate cancer, and maybe they'll live another 30 or 40 years. Yeah, that might be a look-see if you want to have prostate cancer surgery. But this is problematic. But what we're not doing here is we're not teaching men about what causes prostate cancer in the first place and what are some of the options. We will cover that briefly when we come back from this break. Stay tuned. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Cold and flu season is here, and my listeners want to know how to boost their immune systems and stay healthy. Dr. Bob Martin here. Yes, you can boost your immune system and avoid cold and flus when you drink Tahiti Trader's Noni Juice. It can help you boost your immune system while helping you heal, balance stress, and release energy. It's the amazing adaptogen.
I'm 86 years old, and in a few weeks I'll be 87. The Noni Juice has really did wonderful things for me. It makes me feel good. I don't have no more symptoms of a cold. I never had a cold since 1996. I would say that the Noni Juice have done a lot for me, period. The Noni Juice give me a little energy, and I haven't stopped, and I won't stop.
Tahiti Trader Noni Juice is available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and most health food stores. Or call 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com.
Discover immune support for the whole family with Propolis Extract EP300 from Terry Naturally. Propolis has been used for thousands of years to promote overall wellness and immune defense and is used by bees to protect their hives. Now you can experience the benefits of propolis to support upper respiratory function, children's ear health, and overall immune health. Make it a part of your family's daily wellness regimen and keep everyone healthy. Propolis Extract EP300 is produced with a commitment to bee-friendly practices and uses a patented method so you get a powerful and concentrated propolis extract. Plus, it comes with a complete money-back guarantee. Tap into the immune-supporting power of Propolis Extract EP300 for children and adults. Get Propolis Extract EP300 at your local health food store or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
segment of the Dr. Bob Martin Show this hour. Stick around. We've got a lot of things to talk about after this. Don't go anywhere. And if you're just tuning into the program, we have a health poll question going on my website. It goes like this. Do you believe allowing employees to use their personal smartphone at work helps reduce anxiety? Yes or no? Think about that. Think about that and vote on it. We'll have the results next week. Now, I'm talking about Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's prostate calamity and being a possible learning opportunity for men who may fall into this same category. We know that diets matter when it comes to prostate cancer or prostate problems in men. One urologist that a reporter interviewed associated with Mr. Austin's situation, a urologist by the name of Dr. Andrew Sun, said, and I quote, although doctors always recommend healthy diet, exercise, and lifestyle for all patients. And I looked at that and I thought, nah, that's not true. This doctor says there are no specific foods that definitely lower the risk of prostate cancer, according to this urologist. This is so patently false. We know that the Western diet, high in fat, especially animal fat, including red meat and dairy foods, there is solid scientific research showing a connection between high-fat diets and health conditions like prostate cancer. Plus, Western diets may boost the hormone testosterone, which scientists also link to certain forms of prostate cancer. The best things patients can really do is really try to reduce prostate cancer by eating well, exercising, not doing unhealthy lifestyles. Even Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center suggested that prostate cancer may be considered a nutritional disease, a nutritional disease. So it's very important to understand that the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin probably ate the standard American diet all his life, developed prostate cancer, and had it for many, many years, finally got out of control where it was impacting him symptomatically, went to the doctor maybe, and or he didn't, I don't know. And they saw a high PSA, which is the standard test, but sonograms, i.e. ultrasounds, are better to watch it over time. But unfortunately, because we as a society believe that surgery is a 100% guarantee that we're going to come out the other end good, people go, yeah, doc, go ahead. Let's get it done. Just get it over with. I want to get it out of here. A careful observation would have been likely better for so many men who have found themselves in the same dilemma, followed with a low-fat diet, increasing their supplementation, anything but what is going on today. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Ryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Ryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges, toll-free, 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.